It is risky, dangerous, and next to impossible for journalists to operate in Myanmar, where the military government suppresses dissenting speech. If you saw some of the startling video in 2007 of dissident monks marching through the streets, that video probably came from a group called the Democratic Voice of Burma, DVB. It's an organization of Burmese underground videographers and reporters who try to document repression in their nation and smuggle it out of the country to put the news of Burma before the world. Some of what they shot in 2007 is the subject of a new documentary, Burma VJ, Reporting from a Closed Country. It's directed by Danish filmmaker Anders Ostergaard, who joins us now from Copenhagen. Mr. Ostergaard, thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
And how does a guy from Copenhagen get involved in this?
Well, I was invited by a Danish producer who was looking for years to how to make a film on Burma, which is difficult because if you try to go in yourself as a Western crew, it will definitely end up being a film about the crew, really, about the problems the crew would have getting access to this or that. So the real breakthrough was that when we realized that there were citizen journalists inside the country who would be able to be our eyes, who would have access to so many more things so that we could make a, get a real impression of the country.
Would you get cameras to them or just seek them out? How did this work?
Basically, they run their own independent operation. They have a satellite TV service where they broadcast news into Burma from Oslo, from Norway. Mm-hmm. So their routine is to make this clandestine footage, to smuggle it out of the country, have it up to Oslo, where they will rebroadcast it or broadcast it back into Burma as an alternative to the regime propaganda. I was sitting in Copenhagen, putting this film together from footage that came through all kinds of channels. Some of it in a fairly organized way from the main, from headquarters in Oslo. But other material would simply be dumped at border towns in Thailand in a hurry in the chaotic aftermath of the uprising. You would find tapes with no labels on it, not saying who shot it, where it was shot, when it was shot. And we had in Copenhagen to sit and do quite a bit of a detective work to establish where this footage belonged.
I want to play a clip, if we can, from this film. There's a clash between protesters and the military in the street, and one of the videographers gets uncomfortably close.
They caught me. They took me to an office of the secret police to question me. How did I get the camera? Why was I shooting this? So many questions. I explained that I borrowed the camera from a friend and that I was just there by accident. They said, we don't believe you, but we keep the camera and the tape and you can go.
What happens to some people who are arrested under these circumstances?
Well, they face a long time in prison. Unfortunately, three of the reporters actually were arrested and sent to prison, and they're going through a number of trials at the moment, which is clocking at 20 years at the moment. There could be even be more.
Any reaction from the Burmese government?
Not to my knowledge. They wouldn't normally give us the honor of commenting on films like that. They, of course, they try to ignore this as much as possible. But of course, it's an ongoing concern that what might be going on, what might be happening to the prisoners. Through the free prisoners arrested, they might face some further reprisals because of the success of this film. That's an inborn dilemma.
How does that make you feel, Mr. Ostergaard?
Well, it reminds me that this is not gameplay. This is the real thing. This is a serious political issue where people throw their lives and safety into. You can say that I'm getting used to it because we've been working on this safety issue, this life and death issue, if you like, for 3 years. It's in our blood now. We accepted it, and we learned a lot from the DVB leaders about how to accept this as part of the story.
Mr. Ostergaard, thanks so much.
It was my pleasure.
Anders Ostergaard, director of the film Burma VJ, Reporting from a Closed Country,